Welcome to another episode of Bet the Guys Pod. Today is Tuesday, December 31st. I'm your host, David, with my co-host, KJ. KJ, what's going on, man?
Not too much. New Year's Eve, getting ready to hit the town. And pretty exciting to be back in the studio. We got a new guest with us.
Yeah, we have 2019 fantasy football champion Vinny Stumpo in the house. Vinny, what's going on, buddy?
Vinny!
Good. What's good, boys? Philly, I hear you. Thank you for having me on.
Wow.
It's a pleasure. Heard a lot of good things, to be honest. I've only listened to one episode. So, I literally just like your messages every time you put it in. But I like what I heard last time, so I decided to come on. For all of you listeners, I don't know if you know, obviously, NFL is ending soon. So the boys have decided to expand the media and adopt a new show to be determined come this spring. Not really sure what, but there's exciting rumblings.
There are a lot of rumblings.
Other than that, thank you for having me on, KJ.
Good to have you on. Coming off a nice fantasy win. Congrats on that. I look forward to seeing the trophy next time I visit. But yeah, we're happy to have you on. We will definitely have something. We have to obviously figure out what way this show is going to go once the spring comes and once football ends. But happy to have you on for some baseball talks. We'll definitely have some stuff like that going on.
I think we're definitely going to dive into the NBA, as the NBA starts picking up.
Yeah. Got to go a little heavy in college b-ball as well. So give them a little bit more of an intro, Vin, on what NFL team you support and where you went to college.
Okay. I also went to the University of Rhode Island. Probably a Sweet 16 team this year, just to say. No doubt about it. They're probably going to be a second team in the A-10.
Woo!
Don't be surprised. other than that, I'm a Jets fan. Kind of sucks, but Sam Darnold's fresh. Lot to be determined with that team. Diehard Jets fan like David, so we go through the agony together. However, I'm a Knicks fan as well, so that's kind of tough. Jay Barrett, like what I see. Young team, Mike Miller, maybe coach of the year, don't know yet. Pretty average Rangers fan. I can name you the team, not too much, but
yep.
When they make the playoffs, I'm always repping a jersey, and then Mets. Yeah. Pretty diehard Mets fan. I think this is actually the best chance for New York sports other than the Yankees and Islanders respectively. I think Pete Alonso, great young player, probably the best pitching staff in baseball too. So a lot of hot takes. I'm not wrong though. Other than that, maybe I dabble in a little Barclays.
Good to hear.
But mainly a FIFA player. I beat my boy Troops all the time. So that would probably be
good stuff.
So I just want to say we're not really a hockey pod, but I think maybe a new segment we can do throughout the years. I think Vin, you can give. I think a cool idea would be if Vin kind of gave a 1 minute segment on what's going on in the NHL every week. For our NHL listeners, I think a minute is all we really need for that league.
Definitely all we need. But so let's finish off the NFL. So we actually never had a pod after week 16. David finished the week 8-7-1. I finished the week 10-5-1, continuing the hot streak. But week 17, I know I did not fare as well. A couple surprises. So my New England Patriots falling to the Dolphins in a must-win spot to guarantee the 2 seed, guarantee a bye and home field advantage. Really tough to see. You hate to see that. Miami winning again. You guys want to get anything out right now that you want to say to me?
I want to say I'm sorry, but I'm not sorry at all. I'm so happy that even though the Jets won, which I wasn't at, I mean, I'm happy they're, you know, going to the offseason with a win, but, you know, I wish we kind of had a little better draft choice. But Patriots finally playing in the wild card game this decade, and hopefully it's the end of the dynasty, but I don't want to say anything yet because they always surprise us. But I'm not sorry for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, hopefully end of dynasty, hopefully. However, as a betting man, I still kind of like the value in the Pats because I think they do make the AFC Championship. Huge Pats fader, hater. However, respect the hell out of them, Brady Goat. It wouldn't surprise me to see them in the Super Bowl, you know? But Brian Flores, coach of the year.
But, yeah, man, I think he wouldn't get the vote, but the AFC Championship for sure. I hope they get there. I know David and I have a $50 future riding on them. The value keeps going up. I'm tempted to throw some more, but I am going to restrain myself. But his arm is it's a healthy noodle still.
Brady's arm.
But, yeah, so we'll talk real quick. The top 2020 NFL picks for the draft next year. I think that the top 20 of them are locked in. But we'll start with – so Bengals guaranteeing the one. Redskins ended up locking in number two. Good favorite to get Chase Young there. Three going to the Detroit Lions, who fell to the Packers. And they kind of came out of nowhere finishing in the three spot. I think that's going to benefit them a lot if they can be healthy next year. And Giants four, Dolphins moving up to five after beating the Patriots. So I think they might have got the short end of the stick there. But what are your thoughts on that?
So I think definitely – I think the top two picks are pretty set in stone. I think Burrow's going to the Bengals, and I think Young is definitely going to the Redskins.
I think so too.
Low-key did not realize that the Lions only had three wins because didn't they start the season like 3-0-1?
Yeah, they started the season not terrible, and they had that tie early on. But, yeah, losing Matt Stafford was obviously an issue. What do you say, Vin?
Game fucked them. I think Matt Patricia, though, next year, that might be a final
definitely
year. Like, win me six games, you know what I mean? Win me seven games, or, you know? Because, like, you can't just lose out, you know. But they're gonna probably nab that corner from Ohio State.
Who do you say was after the Lions, KJ? The Giants?
Yeah, Giants and the Dolphins. So Giants, I know, wanted Chase Young really bad. A lot of their fans wanted them to lose, but of course they want to beat the Eagles. And at that point they were probably already out of the running for Chase Young, so they finished the season hotter than they thought. But yeah, they'll get hopefully a solid draft pick too. I don't know if they go quarterback there. I think they're probably sticking with Danny.
Yeah, I think
Tua would be there. That's got to be a trade spot right there.
Totally agree. I could easily see that happening.
I think that, I could see the Dolphins maybe even just jump up one spot and try to take Tua at four.
I don't know why they wouldn't. I completely agree. But maybe they bank on the Giants not taking them and no one trading for that pick.
Yeah,
but
you have to.
We'll see. But yeah, I mean, that's going to be an interesting draft. We'll definitely have a pod covering that and maybe something as soon as the final lineup comes out. But we can move real quick to. Actually, what do you guys want to do? You want to talk a little wild card?
Yeah, let's talk a little wild card.
Okay, so
we'll start with the Saturday
wild card
games.
Matchups are set. Yep, we got Saturday football coming back. I don't know how I feel about that. Patriots taking the late slot.
Oh,
looks
Vin
like
just
we just
left.
Lost Vin on the podcast. Should I wait for him to come back? We can cut this out, I guess.
Yeah, I don't know what happened to him.
All right, I re-invited him. We'll get him back on.
Yeah, he'll join in a sec. So you want to talk?
Yikes, I got lost there for a second.
Man, welcome back, buddy.
Yeah, welcome back.
Shitty app, by the way, guys.
whoa, that's our sponsor.
That's our sponsor, Anchor.
Oh, shit. My bad. Yeah.
Yeah, Vin is not a supporter of Anchor. We're happy to have him on, but we need to...
We're also proud to be sponsored by Anchor.
We're very proud. Very proud. Don't kick us off. So we have two wild card games on Saturday. The Buffalo Bills going into Houston, playing the Texans. What do you guys think about that spread coming in right now at 2.5 Houston?
Would it open up at that again?
I think it opened up right around 3 or 3.5, and I'm getting 2.5 Houston right now.
Spread's moving. I like Buffalo.
Yeah, I agree with Vin. I like Buffalo a lot, too. I just think Buffalo,
wow,
besides the quarterback position, I think they're just a more complete team. I think the defense is a lot better than Houston, but J.J. Watt's coming back, so you never know. But the Texans just kind of seem like they always choke in the playoffs. They always play that 4:30 Saturday game. But yeah, I like Buffalo here, just like Vin.
So I also like Buffalo, and I'm surprised that you guys do too. But yeah, I'm in on them on this game. I think they have the best defense in the NFL. Hot take. It might be the only defense that's better than the Patriots defense, in my opinion. And I think they can shut down Deshaun. I don't think Josh Allen has what it takes to win this game, I think he does have what it takes to win this game. I don't think Deshaun Watson will have a lot of luck against this secondary. We'll see how it goes. 2.5 is low, though. I would like to get it at like a 4, I think.
Yeah, you're not wrong. I don't feel good about it, but I just think the best defense, like, I just think they're a lot better with defense. The Texans got, like, smacked 2 weeks ago. Weird game against Tampa Bay. And I think everyone kind of bets against Josh Allen. I think it's a really winnable game for Josh Allen. You know, it's going to be a score game. Can you get that field goal maybe, you know?
Yep.
You know.
I hear you on that. I think
– Bill's not mine either.
Is Will Fuller playing this game?
I'm not sure. He –
Because he didn't play last week, I'm pretty sure. Well, 2 weeks ago.
Well, everyone sat out.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did not play 2 weeks ago. I know I got a fantasy notification about that. I'm not sure if he'll be playing. I think that could make a difference, but I would assume he's actually not playing. I'm not sure.
Because they're a completely different team when he's in and when he's not in.
You think?
I think so. I mean, I just think he's such a deep threat, and he opens the field up for DeAndre Hopkins a lot more when he's playing. I mean, DeAndre Hopkins is the best, I think, receiver in football. But, I mean, it definitely helps him, especially with the Bills' defense, and their secondary is great.
Yeah. No, I don't disagree at all. We'll see if he's out there. I think I'm still taking the Bills regardless of that. But, tough game to win on the road, so we'll see. Moving on to the night game, we had the Patriots. I think that opened up right around where it still is at like 4.5.
Yeah, I don't think it's moved since I've seen it.
I haven't seen it move. A weird spread. I hate the 4.5 number. Never love that. I'm obviously going Patriots here, but as a fan, I'm extremely nervous about this game. Tennessee's playing some great ball. Definitely worried about Derrick Henry. What do you guys think?
I just think it's hard to bet against the Patriots at home, especially in the playoffs. You know, this is their first wild card game in a decade. Like, so yeah. And I don't know, Tennessee, like, they're a solid team, but I don't really trust them going into New England, beating them in the playoffs. I think New England could win by 10 plus here, but that's a little stretch. I think I would take a touchdown here for New England to win by at least.
Yeah, I hate to be basic. I like New England at home. Like, Belichick alone gets like 4 points, you know?
Yeah, I absolutely. I mean, and I wanted to get your guys' thoughts on this. So last week, did you guys catch most of the Patriots-Dolphins game, any of it? Highlights or anything?
I didn't really watch much of that game.
Okay, so if you didn't see, the Patriots had 3 timeouts at the end of the first half. They had a minute 48 on the clock, I believe, and got the ball back at about their own 30. And they elected to run the ball three times running out the clock instead of driving up the field to score when it was still, I believe it was a 10-10 game at that point. So did they not want to win that game? Because as a Patriots fan, I think everyone tends to go towards the notion that Belichick was trying to fire the team up. He wants them to play from like a point where they're still going to be trying. Like, he had a plan the whole time. Maybe he didn't want to win this game to set a message. I have no clue. And that's what like the New England fan stance is, I feel like. But I'm starting to think like this team might not know what they're doing right now. And I have no clue why you wouldn't drive the ball down, do what Brady's best at, to put some points on the board to guarantee yourself the second seed.
Yeah, so I didn't really watch this game, but I mean, I don't really buy that Belichick wasn't trying to win this game, because I think with an older roster, I mean, with Brady especially, I think he would like a bye week and also just the home field advantage going into the divisional round. But yeah, I'd be a little worried if I was a Patriots fan.
Yeah, you can't tell me he was trying to like potentially lose this game and then would have to go to Kansas City on the road and then to Baltimore. That's kind of how it's looking, right? Like,
brutal. Yeah.
Like, you don't try to do that. That's just making a 44-year-old Tom Brady play an extra game is just dumb. So like any notion of like that was like purposely set up or to get Tua is like really dumb. Like, I think people need to like stop saying that, because it's like extremely dumb.
I agree.
Like, you need that bye, you know? Like, that's just definitely un-Belichickian, you know, if that's a word.
It is now. And yeah, I'm stressed. I don't like playing on the road. I hate playing in Arrowhead, and we'll see how it turns out. But I hope there is a plan. I hope they've learned from all these losses, but we'll see. So we're all on the Patriots, correct?
Correct. KJ,
4.5. We're buying that 0.5 though, right?
Yeah.
I would.
KJ, I have a question for you. So I know like FanDuel does this where, especially for like big parlays or like futures, if you have like a lot of money in the line and you can win it, say it's like, so we put like 50 on the Patriots, I think, to win like 300 or something.
Right.
If Rob hit us up right now, it's like, I'll buy you out of that pick. Like, I'll just give you your 50 back. Would you take that right now? Like, what's your trust in the Patriots right now?
No, I would not take that, because I think I can hedge it in a beneficial way. So I already put a future on the Ravens. I'll say it now. I'm not confident. I put a future on the Ravens to hedge myself. So that's what I'm doing instead of letting someone buy me out.
So you wouldn't just let him cancel your pick out, I guess, is what you're saying.
No, let it ride. Let it ride. New England in the playoffs. That's all I have to say.
I would take that money and just put the 50 on the Pats now. You know,
I mean, that's
you're better.
That would be the better option. Yeah, the odds have gone up.
Because think about it. I think New England wins a tight one, and then they go to Kansas City where they've won before. I know it's different now. If Belichick could somehow kind of give you a win, and then you got like to the AFC Championship game, you want to have that money on them, you know? Like, you're kind
absolutely
of put money on them right now, because it's like the greatest football dynasty, like maybe in its last hurrah, you know?
Yep.
Like a lot of that.
Definitely. And they're going to get respect in any of these spreads, I think. I think even when they face off against Kansas City and in Baltimore, I don't think they'll be underdogs by much.
Like
I,
a 1 point.
I'd say like a field goal.
Yeah. I'd say going into KC, maybe they're like +1. And then I think going into Baltimore, they're probably +3.
There's no way they're ever favored against Baltimore, you know? Possible.
No way. Impossible. But yeah, so let's move on. We'll go to Sunday's slate. Early game, 1 o'clock, is Vikings at Saints. Started at +8, I believe, for the Vikings. It is now at 7.5. What are your guys' thoughts on this game?
Finn, you want to go first?
Points.
You're taking points for Vikes?
Yeah, and I think New Orleans is pretty good against the spread at home, don't get me wrong. I think these are just two really powerful teams. I think Kirk Cousins actually keeps this game close. I think it's like New Orleans by like 7, and it's kind of teetering between 10 and 7, like, score margin for New Orleans all game. So I'm going to take the Vikings with the points, Kirk Cousins, and a must cover. You know, he can't get blown out.
Yeah, so I agree with Stump here, but I like the Saints here. I, you know, it's too.
So you don't agree with him?
No, I agree with him that it's going to be like a 7 to 10 point game. Where I think the Saints, I think they'll win by 10, but I think it'll kind of be like a touchdown game throughout. And if the Saints will just kind of kick a field goal towards the end of the game to ice it. But yeah, I like the Saints here. They're hot right now. Like, they're looking really good. The offense is playing really well. Kamara is finally out of his slump, scoring touchdowns left and right. And yeah, I like the Saints at home.
So I'm totally with Vin here. I'm all over the Vikings. Did any of you think of a lock of the playoffs? Does anybody have one of the wild card weekend? Because I think this would be my lock of the wild card weekend.
I think mine's the next game we'll talk about.
Okay.
David, you're going to be all over Seattle.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah. Is that what you're on? Would that be your lock, I guess?
Seattle. I think Philly. I love Philly, and I hate betting on them in these types of games because I bet on them in the wild card last year on the Parkey missed field goal. But I just think, I think there's just too much like Greg Ward Jr., Boston Scott, like they're due for like a bad game. But I fuck with Philly, you know, like I do like Philly, but I just think I take their quarterback probably with a more healthy defense. Even on the road.
Okay, well, we'll move on to this game and go back to Viking Saints. But so I'm opposite of you guys. I'm gonna go Eagles here. They're going to surprise people. If Miles Sanders went down, I might have had a different pick. But having him in the rush attack and the passing attack, and yeah, I mean, I totally see what you're saying. The Ward and Boston Scott like building. They are building chemistry with Wentz, but at the end of the day, they're not starting players. They shouldn't be out in the playoffs on a football field, but they are, and they're in Philly, which I think definitely makes a difference here. And you have a Seattle team that's almost equally as banged up. I definitely less banged up, but pretty banged up. And I will be surprised. So we saw they worked out Alex Collins this week. Did you guys see that at running back? The old Baltimore guy. So, I mean,
oh, it's not going to be that.
Yeah. Yeah, and we'll see if any of that has an impact on the game. But I'm riding the Eagles. I think Wentz wants it more than Russell Wilson right now. I might be wrong.
I like Seattle a lot. It's my lock. Russell Wilson's just
lock it in.
It's a lock. Get the noise. Get the siren going right now, KJ.
Lock it in.
Lock it in. I like Wilson a lot. He's playing out of his mind this year. But I also want to say the. 2 years ago, I bet against the Eagles every single week in the playoffs, and I went 0-4 when they won the Super Bowl. And yep, I also have a,
don't sleep.
So I also have a future on the Eagles I put on the beginning of the season. So I kind of want to hedge that because, I mean, the Eagles, hell of a year for them, just playing with nobody. The whole team's hurt, but I kind of want to win my money back, and I don't see them being like the Cinderella team like they were 2 years ago.
Well, I'll tell you what, minus 1.5 is definitely a good spread to hedge your bet on. So I would hammer that Seattle money line to get your money back. I could see it going either way, but I don't think that's a bad bet. I'm just not going to bet against Philly right now. But let me throw you a quick Russell Wilson fact, because I saw this the other day. He has the number 14 all-time passer rating for a quarterback in the NFL. For a quarterback that has thrown over 500 attempts. How wild is that? And no one's talking about that, and he won't win MVP, I don't think. But how crazy is that?
Stupid underrated. It's just the same year as Lamar Jackson, so, like, he kind of got boned, you know?
He definitely did.
Like, that's not that good. Seattle. Like, it's all Russell and Pete, you know? They got, like, Clowney a few pieces, but, like, Russell Wilson, no credit. Well, he does get some, like
he gets a little credit, but yeah, no, I completely agree. Underrated, absolutely, and will not be talked about as much as he should this year for those stats.
But I want to say I love seeing Marshawn Lynch back in Seattle. It just,
I do love
watching him run the ball against San Fran week 17. It was just, it was so nice to see.
He didn't need to do much for it to be nice to see, you know? He's just, he's fun to watch out there. But yeah, we had some good years watching him, man. That was, those were fun times. But all right, real quick, Vikings Saints. So you guys, David's on the Saints. Me and Vin are on the Vikings. That'll be my wee-woo lock it in lock of the wild card weekend. I think the Vikings could win this game. Call me crazy. I think they could.
Animation? Like,
what's up, Vin?
Do we have like a lock it in, like little animation voice? Like,
you guys you know what? We're going to figure that out. So that was the running joke, Vin. Since you honestly admitted to listening to one of our podcasts, our very first podcast, we planned on inserting a siren. We couldn't figure out how to do it, so we've never done
it. We didn't really look into it too hard. Let's just say that.
No, we have jobs. We have stuff to do. We have girlfriends. So we have stuff to do, you know? This pod can only be so much of our life. But yeah, lock that one in for me. And let's go real quick to some hot take, cold takes. So I have a few here based on kind of how the end of the 2019 season resulted. A lot of them involve some coaches because we have a lot of coaches coming in and out. So hot take, cold take, I think you can understand how it works, Vin.
Pretty self-explanatory.
First take. Freddie Kitchens was the worst coach in 2019. Hot take or cold take?
So, Vin, so let's do Vin goes first, then I go, then UKJ, so we can
Yep, like it. All right. Start it off, Vin. Freddie Kitchens, worst coach in 2019. Hot take, cold take?
Cold take, because my hot take, Adam Gase, worst coach of 2019.
Oh.
Fire Gase.
I don't disagree. But yeah, so you're saying it's a cold take. So you think he is the worst coach?
It's a cold take on Freddie Kitchens because he's the second, the worst coach of 2019. And first take, my hot take, first worst coach, Adam Gase.
Okay.
All right. So it's a hot take. No, wait. So a hot take is like, that's a hot take.
Guys, I thought we had this down. Okay, hot take would mean that Freddie Kitchens is not the worst coach in 2019. Yeah. A cold take would mean that he is the worst coach. It's obvious.
So Vin's saying it's a cold take, or it's a hot take.
Vin's a little confused, I think.
Vin's
saying it's a lukewarm take. Adam Gase should actually be the worst coach, but he's second worst.
So I'm saying, correct? I'm saying it's a cold take. He was the worst coach of the year.
I would agree with you. He was absolutely the worst
guy
coach of the year.
Literally had by week 10, he had the two best running backs in the league together, and he did not know how to incorporate them. This guy didn't know how to get OBJ the ball. He had Jarvis Landry too, and this guy couldn't score on the goal line. Do you remember that one game he had 8 opportunities to score on the goal line and he just couldn't do anything?
That was sad, man. Yeah, Buffalo made a fool of them and still lost that game somehow. And yeah, I wonder how they won 6 games this year with how bad he ran this team. He was absolutely the worst coach, was given the most weapons out of almost anybody in the entire league, hot take, and could not run a playbook that was beneficial to anybody on this team. I don't think there was one highlight, maybe Jarvis Landry and the two running backs of this team. It's really sad that they had the record they did.
So if you're telling me you have Nick Chubb as your running back, like, you got to use him. And they used him, but they used him so much more than they actually did.
Like, and Le'Veon Bell.
Yeah. It's kind of like the Jets, Le'Veon Bell. Like, you have this elite running back and you just don't use him.
You're right. With Freddie, like, had so much, like, potential, and he just sucked, you know? Okay, I'm going to go follow that up. Hot take, cold take. Daniel Jones over Baker 100% if you're rebuilding a franchise, correct?
Oh. So I will actually cold take on that. It's definitely a hot take because of how young and unproven Danny is, but I really don't like Baker right now. So So for me, I'm cool taking that. I will take Danny Jones. That is a hot take, though, I think, in itself.
I think that's a hot take because I think I would take Baker still over Danny Dimes. I think Baker kind of had a little bit of a sophomore slump, and I just think his O-line – I mean, a big, obviously.
A little bit.
Big sophomore slump compared to his rookie season, and I think their offensive line was significantly worse. And I think the Giants had a pretty decent O-line. I mean, it seemed like Danny Dimes had a lot of time in the pocket a lot. And, I mean, he's a mobile quarterback, which also helped when his line wasn't too great.
Yeah, I would just, like, love to see Baker's stat line. I feel like I've seen it recently. It's, like, I want to say, like, a few more turnovers than touchdowns. I take Daniel Jones. He's, like, 4 years younger, you know? Baker's already topped out. He kind of looks fat now, too. He's just bad energy. Like, he might not be that good. Like, he might be, like, probably a top 27 quarterback for the rest of his career, you know, just teetering around, like, the 20s, you know? Much rather have Daniel Jones. I think he was kind of impressive this year, to be honest.
I totally agree. I would like to build a franchise around him. We might be dead wrong. But yeah, I really think that he'd be something to build around. I don't like Baker right now.
Did you guys see that video of Baker like a couple days ago, week 17, when he was at the Bengals? They were like going onto the field and those fans were like yelling at him. And Baker was like, oh, why don't you come down here and I'll kick your ass?
Yeah, I did not see that.
Did you guys see that?
Total scrub.
So, like, his fucking linemen were right next to him, and they didn't even, like, get his back or anything. They just, like, watched it all happen. So I think he's kind of losing that locker room. I think OBJ and Landry kind of getting tired of his tactics. But, yeah, Baker, I don't know about him anymore.
Yeah, I'm all so, up with Cow. Speaking Cow guy, fuck Baker.
I'm off Baker for sure. And speaking of someone else that might be on the chopping block at QB, so Bruce Arians came out saying that the Bucs don't need Jameis Winston to win. And to follow that up, I saw a funny take on Instagram where it was talking about Jameis Winston finishing with just under 5,000 yards passing, 33 touchdowns, 30 interceptions, first QB to throw for 30 touchdowns and 30 interceptions, the 30-30 club, if you will. So they compared that to having going to a job interview with a 3.9 GPA, 1,200 hours of community service, and 5 DUIs. I just thought that was great.
That's pretty funny.
Dude, like, what do they do with Jameis? Like, what do you do with a quarterback that produces at this level and turns the ball over so much?
Let him hit the market. I don't think anyone's going to pay him 30. I feel like he could definitely get in the 20s, though, like Matt Stafford kind of money, you know, for a couple of years. But I would definitely not offer him, like, you know, a 4-year with $30 million. That's ridiculous. Like, if he gets that money, like, that seems so dumb.
I agree. But I do think there's flashes of something there. If they can somehow wrangle him in and really get him focused on maybe his timing or something to do with, I don't know, I guess how he's rolling out. He needs to fix something, but there are times you see Jameis and you're like, wow, that's a quarterback that should be not throwing 30 interceptions in the NFL.
Jameis is also like terrible off the field guy, you know? He's gotten like arrested at least like 3 times. He like sexually assaulted that woman last year, you know?
Yeah, like that Uber driver.
Yeah, people forget. He literally just, like, tried fucking fingering that chick like while she was driving. Like, pretty fucked up, you know? Like stole the snow crab legs. I don't know. Kind of a bum. Like, I'd give him like $20 million for 2 years though.
Yeah.
Give him like definitely. Nick Foles. You know, yeah, where if it doesn't work out, you can move the contract, eat like, you know, $11 million, like give them to someone else, you know?
I think the Jaguars are kind of screwed right now with Foles. I don't know what they're going to do with him because I don't think they can really trade him because I don't know who's going to want him, especially for that big of a contract.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. They're a mess. I don't have any hot take cold takes about the Jaguars, but they're worth discussing.
Is Doug Marrone still there?
Yeah, so he is for now.
They just said today that he has his job for next season, him and the GM, David Caldwell.
Really?
Yeah, so apparently now they're reporting to the owner now, like directly.
Okay.
So we'll see. Interesting. That never really works out.
Yeah, we'll see. But all right, so I did have a few more coaching hot take cold takes. Hot take cold take, Jason Garrett is getting too much hate right now and doesn't deserve to lose his.
You cut out there.
Did I cut out? Sorry. So Jason Garrett is getting too much hate right now and doesn't deserve to lose his job. Hot take, cold take.
Vin, you want that?
Vin's still thinking about how hot take, cold take works.
Yeah. All right. So I'm going to say that if that's a hot take, even if it isn't his fault, I just think it's his time to go. He hasn't really proven much. I think it's just time for the Cowboys to move on and just kind of get a new coach, like a new face for that organization. I don't know if the whole year is like, I wouldn't say it's directly his fault. I think the Cowboys are by far the most talented team in the NFC East, but they just didn't play that way at all.
Yeah, I agree. For me, definitely a hot take. Definitely does deserve to lose his job. I think it is definitely partially him to blame. If I'm Jerry Jones, he's out of there. But Vin, did you hear our hot take, cold take? You back?
Jason Garrett.
Yeah.
Yes, Jason Garrett. Thoughts?
No, he does not deserve to come back at all.
Completely agree.
Yeah, not at all. Like, that division was yours. You had Zeke. I don't know why you haven't paid Dak Prescott. That's just so stupid. Like, how you signed DeMarcus Lawrence, who had a pretty shitty season at, like, $24 million a year. Zeke really wasn't running hard all year. You locked both those guys up before you lock up your quarterback. I think Jerry Jones is dumb. However, Jason Garrett is to blame as well for that team not making the playoffs.
Definitely. But let me just say, I don't know if I'm 100% sold on Dak Prescott yet. And towards the beginning of the year, I thought maybe this would be the year that I really was. But I'm back off of that. I need more evidence and more proof in front of me. Like, I don't know if he's the guy. But I mean, I think you have to pay him because I don't know if there's a guy out there right now.
I'm 100%.
I'm not huge on him either. But, like, what else are you going to find when you're picking, like, 20th every year, you know?
Agreed.
I'm going to say I'm 100% sold on Dak. I mean, I still think he's a starting NFL QB. I think he's a top 15 quarterback in the league. I like him. You got to pay him. Like you both just said, like, you're not going to find someone when you're drafting 20-something every year. And I think he's deserves to be paid and is good enough.
Yeah. All right, real quick, another one. Ron Rivera will coach the next 500 or better Redskins team. Hot take, cold take. So Redskins just picking up Ron Rivera this week. Go ahead. What do you think?
I think he's nasty in his first year, but wins like 7 games. I think they're competitive, you know?
Yeah.
Because he always brings in good coordinators. Guy's a leader, you know? He's not a coordinator. He's got, like, he knows how to run a team. Yeah, I think he could win that team 7 wins. They got offensive pieces. They're going to draft high. You could get like a, you know, Jerry Jeudy type deal, you know. It could be a good team. And they'll have Chase Young automatically. That defense is like,
yes,
they'll probably be a similar hype next season, their defensive line in front 7 to San Francisco.
Wow, hot take.
So I like
– No, just defensive, like, front 7 because it's a really talented
front 7. I hear you. It is a talented front 7.
So I like – I do like that take. I think – I don't think he'll consistently be over 500 with this team, but I like him being the guy to eventually lead this team to be over 500 just because that division's kind of crazy. It's like a new winner every year. There's no best team in that division. So I could see him leading them to be 9-7 maybe in like a year or two, but I mean I wouldn't count that for next season at all.
I wouldn't either, but yeah, I'm agreeing with everything you guys said. I think it's a cool take. I like him leading the next successful Redskins team. I think they're closer to being that team than people think. I think they have a lot of the weapons there already, offensively, defensively, to being that team. They just need to stay healthy, figure out their quarterback situation. I think Rivera can hopefully help get that done. He certainly didn't figure out the quarterback situation in Carolina, so we'll see.
So I also want to say, I don't know if you guys saw, but they hired, or they're hiring Jack Del Rio to run the defense. So
I did not see that.
His past, I think, like four teams he was a defensive coordinator for, they went 8-8, like 12-4, 13-3, and like 13-3. So Del Rio is definitely like a great hire, and I think ownership will be patient with this group, and I think they'll definitely have like, I think he'll give him like 5 to 6 years because that's what he gave Gruden. And I think Rivera is a good coach, and I think he'll get time to build the organization.
Yeah, I kind of like that combo. I like that move. So I think that bodes well for them. I'm in on that staff, I think, and I'm in on this team somehow getting competitive at some point soon. But yeah, it's a division where it's kind of anyone's game right now. So we'll see. So I got two more for you guys. One's pretty easy. Marshawn Lynch will have a noticeable impact for the Seahawks in the playoffs. Hot take? Cold take?
Cold take. He has to have a part of that offense, you know?
You think?
They got to hand the ball off to someone, you know?
They sure do.
Like, there's – I mean, they're going to be playing at least two games. I would say Lynch gets at least 10 carries a game if they beat Philly. It would have been interesting as well. They should have ran that ball with him the other night at the one.
They should have.
If they don't fuck up that play clock, like,
do you remember you remember another time they forgot to do that?
Yeah, worst day of my life.
Yeah, we don't have to talk about it. But, yeah, man, I don't think he will have a noticeable impact, but I agree that if they win games, I think he has to. But I don't know. I mean, obviously, I don't think they're going to win this week. We'll see. But I don't know if he'll have that impact that we see.
How hard is Philly riding on the Eagles this week? Like, Philly fans, are you guys in, like, top notch?
No, so I'd say Philly fans, you're definitely seeing some nervous energy right now. You are not seeing – the same kind of energy. I think you will see that same kind of energy if they beat the Seahawks, but you are not, in my opinion. I don't know if you're seeing other things, David, but this fan base is worse. Like, that they're home, I think, but I do not think they're confident right now.
Like, are people wearing Lane Johnson dog masks right now? singing Tom Petty?
They will be at 4:40 on Sunday afternoon. I'll tell you that.
All right.
I want to say real quick, I think that's a cold take about Lynch. I think they wouldn't sign him if they didn't think he could make an impact for this team. I think I don't think he's better than Carson right now, but I think he's one of the best options for them right now. And I think Philly fans are just happy to be here right now. Happy to see their team play another week.
Carson doesn't have an ACL, so like, Lynch is obviously better than Carson, you know?
You're not wrong. But, yeah, so, yeah, tough running back attack problems there. My last hot take, cold take, giving a shout-out to my boy Alex Clutch McGee, hot take Milo Melendez. Follow him on Twitter for some hot takes. But his hot take was the Baltimore Ravens don't need Lamar to win. We saw that on Sunday. He should not be the MVP. Hot take, cold take.
That's a hot take. He's definitely the MVP of this league. The offense is built around him. I think RG3 is a very similar quarterback who fits the offense well, but they're going against a Steelers team that is just deflated, has been playing bad the couple weeks, and they kind of knew they weren't making the playoffs.
Yeah, I don't want to hear shit about RG3. Like, let's be real. Lamar Jackson season.
I'm not gonna throw shade at Lamar at all, but I do think that this offense is better, is just set up for success right now. I think they're better than people think with or without Lamar. I think Harbaugh's really doing some stuff for this team right now where they are in the position to win games. But I do not think Pittsburgh's a good team. And I don't know if that's evidence enough in itself. I don't think it is. But that's a hot take. The MVP debate is kind of separate, and I'm not sure. I think there's some other candidates out there, but Lamar's having the season of the century.
100%. I would say I have one more hot take, cold take now that I figured it out. Do you guys see the New York Islanders playing tremendously well this year? Do you see them making it past the first round of the playoffs this year? Hot take, cold take. Do the Islanders make it past the first round this year?
Them making it past the first round would be a hot take for me.
Yeah, that's a hot take. It's the New York Islanders. Hard to trust. Crappy franchise. I don't see it happening.
Yeah. David really doesn't believe in them. I don't either. What about you?
I got to go with the experts. You know, they do got Barry Trotz, real good coach. They're playing good hockey. But as David alluded to, it's like kind of like a locker chemistry thing going on right now that, you know, we're seeing reports about a lot of dysfunction. However, we will see. As of right now, I would probably not put them past the first round. So that wraps up hot take, cold take for myself.
It does for me as well.
Watch the Winter Classic tomorrow. I think it's on.
Winter Classic in Dallas. Yeah,
I heard it's in Dallas. That's pretty crazy.
Yeah, 100%. Watch it. Wait, does anybody have a bowl game they want to pick right now? Because I'm riding probably my best pick for the rest of the season is Arizona State today over Florida State. -4.
Okay. I haven't
looked at any of the bowl games for today.
Because I bet Virginia +15 last night. I'm just kind of, you know, doing a little bit, just throwing a little money, you know. But
yeah. I kind of
like Arizona State, biggest lock for the rest of the week. I do have a source.
There you go. You heard it here. If I'm taking a game for today, I like the Navy game at first glance. I'm taking that -2. Navy's about you, fresh. David?
I'm liking Utah against Texas. I like Utah covering 7.
I feel like that's a letdown spot for them. I don't know. But we'll see. I mean, they had high hopes for the season, I think.
I think
you
they
could
kinda,
see a backdoor cover there.
I think they need to show up just for the Pac-12 and to show that they're actually a legit team for next year. So
yeah,
I think it's
going
to be a big
win
for them over Texas.
I hear you. Well, let's see. What are your guys' New Year's plans? What are you doing tonight?
Getting drunk.
Boston?
With NWizzy. Yeah, NWizzy and company. Scotty B. Shouts to 617. Philly didn't catch the invite.
Philly didn't. Sad to see.
Philly didn't.
Yeah, little disappointed.
Yeah.
Felt like an NWizzy party all over again.
Oh, no. I didn't want to drop names on the pod, but cat's out of the bag. You heard it first. Happy New Year. Shouts, JT.
Shout out.
Yeah, other than that, I'm out. I'm on like 2%.
All right, Vin. It's nice having you, man. I think we're going to have Vin on a lot more. Maybe have him as one of the third co-hosts of this pod when he can.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Pleasure having you on, brother. We will see you in the new year.
All right, KJ, get back to your call center.
Yeah, thanks, man. Appreciate it. Boys got to make a living.
Happy
David?
Hanukkah, gross.
All right, later, man.
Peace out.
All right, so
everybody.
Wait, are we done?
Go ahead. Oh, we're not done?
I
was, all right,
I thought you were going to say what you're doing for New Year's. Just having
Vin, Vin's done. We're not done. I will be partying with some Eagles fans in the city of Philadelphia. I think you're doing the same, right?
Yeah, having some people over my apartment in the city of brotherly love, the 215.
The 215.
Maybe hit the casino a little late night if you're trying to leave your party. Meet up, maybe trying to get some play some blackjack at Rivers.
Might not be opposed to some late night blackjack. Start the new year hot,
right?
But yeah, man, should be a good night. Everybody, enjoy your plans, whatever they may be. Stay safe tonight.
Oh, by the way, just want to apologize to the listeners. We forgot to tell you guys we were taking the holiday off for the week for, you know, Christmas and stuff. So we weren't able to get an episode out because we're both pretty busy. But
yeah, that's on.
You know, it's the new year. Nothing else really going on. So catch us every week, dropping an episode. You know, you guys are the best.
The best. The best there ever were. Thanks, right, guys.
Happy New Year. Happy 2020.
Happy New Year. Peace out, everyone.
Peace.